Dean Brockley was born in upstate New York on August 9, 1946, and entered the Jesuits in 1964 and later became ordained a priest in 1976. The group of priests which Brockley was a part of was commonly referred to as God's Marines. The priests were called God's Marines because of a 16th century military background and a long tradition of serving as teachers and missionaries. In 1990, Brockley left a teaching job at Fordham University to take up residence in the El Salvador dormitory, where six Jesuit priests had recently been killed by government military forces. Brockley admitted to being scared, but the job description fit him perfectly. They wanted a Jesuit, someone who had a PhD in theology, and someone who spoke Spanish. After agreeing to the job, Brockley said he would return in 4 or 5 years. However, Father Brockley remained in the job for the rest of his life. Father Brockley was known as a passionate theologian, writer, and advocate for the poor of Central America and throughout the world. In 2004, Brockley released a well-known book, The Call to Discernment in Troubled Times, which Brockley integrates a realistic analysis of today's social crisis. Sadly, Father Brockley died in El Salvador on October 16, 2011. His cause of death was due to pancreatic cancer. He was only 65 years old. Father Brockley once said, "I invite you to discover your vocation and downward mobility. It's a scary request. The world is obsessed with wealth and security and upward mobility and prestige. But let us teach solidarity, walking with the victims, serving and loving. I offer this for you to consider, downward mobility. And I would say in this enterprise, there is a great deal of hope. Have the courage to lose control. Have the courage to feel useless. Have the courage to listen. Have the courage to receive. Have the courage to let your heart be broken. Have the courage to feel. Have the courage to fall in love. Have the courage to get ruined for life. Have the courage to make a friend." Dean Brockley. Service reflection. Is there a moment in your service that correlates with your topic? What happened? Who was involved? Where were you? Yes, there has been a moment where I would rather stay within my comfort zone than consider downward mobility. An example is when I went to the Salton Sea and was listening to how many live and survive in extreme poverty. I let myself have the courage to lose control and really take in the stories that were being told. I let myself have the courage to feel the emotions, which didn't happen for me often because I was obsessed with upward mobility, that I forgot I must lose myself in the service of others. Doing so, I became a better person for the greater good in God. Downward mobility gave me the courage that I never thought was needed, but I later realized it is essential for every person. And this is my friend, Katie.
My name is Katie Turek. I'm a junior at Xavier. I just transferred this year. I lived in Dubai for 4 years, and I've been in the Coachella Valley for 9 months, and I'm really enjoying it so far.
Can you explain the type of service experiences you have done?
My first service experience was when we went to Tanzania and helped out of school. We built a building for the school and a bathroom. We also played soccer with the kids and learned about the language and their daily lives. Also, another one would be when I went to Cambodia. We went to an orphanage and played with the kids and also hung out with them for a little bit. Then we went to a school and taught them how to speak English and math and English and history. And we also helped build a house for a family that just had a baby, and there was about 6 of them. We helped build a house for them. Also, another one would be when I went to Dominican Republic, and we went and we built a water irrigation system for the community over there. So they would have clean water, and they'd also have clean water for their plants and river as well.
How has downward mobility changed yourself?
Downward mobility has helped me change myself because I was able to kind of experience what third world countries and people living in poverty are experiencing every day in their lives, and it helped me realize their daily struggles and what they have to go through every day.
During your experiences, what have you learned about courage?
Through my experiences, through all these service trips, it helped me have the courage to, you know, listen to their stories and how, you know, basically to feel what they're feeling and kind of empathize with them and kind of look at a different perspective on how my life is so different from theirs and what I take for granted every day when they don't have many of those things in their lives.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What does downward mobility mean to you? What have you had to show your courage during your service experiences? Have you ever felt ruined for life? Downward mobility means putting yourself in the places or shoes of the less fortunate. I've had to show courage during my service experience because it was the only way I could understand the situations at hand. Yes, I have felt ruined for life, and that was when I heard about the poverty levels by the Salton Sea, which changed my views forever.